Hey, it's your senior year, Dominic Cowell. Can you believe it's your senior? It's gone way too fast, but this is it for college baseball, or do you have a little bit more time? Can you play again?
Oh, I can play again. So I have two more years of eligibility. So I was thinking about doing my grad school here in Nebraska Wesleyan and playing another year of baseball. So I do have two more years of eligibility, though, with COVID. And then I had a little mishap. I had a torn ACL my first year here. So, athletically, I'm a sophomore, so.
So it's still a lot more baseball ahead of for you. Yeah, I remember that when that injury came up. Have you completely feel like you're completely healed from that, or do you have some? I'm sure, like many, you probably know when the weather changes every now and then. It's an injury like that. But are you otherwise? Are you completely healed from it?
Oh yeah, I'm completely healed from it. It was a long journey for sure, but I mean, it was a 6-month recovery, and I feel great. Honestly, that fall coming back from the injury was a little, I wouldn't say iffy, but a lot of, like, you know, the thoughts in my mind, like, oh, am I going too quick? Like, you know, should I be taking it easy? But, you know, I thought about it, and I trust all the medical professionals that were helping me through it, and I was like, well, they wouldn't have let me go if I wasn't good.
Things going well. It's early in the season. I see Wesleyan right now. I got, 4-7 right now, so it's really early. But how about this spring season at Wesleyan as a whole? And a tough start, but you feel like this team's going to get better, going to win a lot more games this year.
Oh, no. I honestly think, you know, coming out of spring break last year, I'm pretty sure we had a winning record. And this year, yeah, we started off 4-7. But I will say this. I think this team has a lot more talent to it. I think there's a lot more pieces this year than we had last year. I'd say a lot more bonding, a lot more of a team atmosphere. I think our issue is we just haven't put together 9 innings of great baseball. We'll play 8, you know, maybe even like 8 2/3. We haven't really put together a clean 9 other than our wins. And even in our wins, I'd say that we had some mishaps. You know, it's just the sky's the limit for this team, honestly. I think there's a lot of opportunity for growth for all of us, including myself. And I think that we can be a pretty dang good team this year. I see it being a whole different direction than it was last year.
I know for the road trip down to Oklahoma and Texas, maybe not the record you wanted to come out with that, but I see you won the final game against the University of Dallas 6-3. But I take it you faced some pretty good teams. Those are two pretty good teams down there.
East Central University, I'll tell you what, Rich, they were, I thought they were a pretty good team. The only difference is that they're a Division II team, so they probably, you know, have a little bigger pool to pick from. In Division II, they are not necessarily the greatest team by record and talent. I'd say they're bottom tier, but I mean, you know, going from Division to Division, I mean, like, you really never know what you're going to get, and we didn't know what we were going to get. But, I mean, you can look at the scores. We played good baseball. We just, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't produce on offense or we didn't pitch well enough. And, I mean, you know, if you're not doing both of those to the best of your capability, it doesn't really matter who you're playing. You're probably not going to win. But that University of Dallas team, they definitely were pretty good. They hit the baseball. They had a couple great starting arms, as do we, though. So, but they were on, I think, a 10-game win streak prior to us, well, I think make it 11 or 12 to us beating them. So, they were definitely, we played them. That was the first series we played last year. We swept them last year, so I think we kind of came into it, you know, thinking like, oh, they really haven't played anybody. But they have definitely made some improvements within their pitching staff for sure. And we played some great competition down there. I'm not at all, you know, disappointed or, I mean, the feel of the team definitely isn't disappointed with how the trip. Obviously, you know, you want to come out and be 5-0, 6-0 if we played a JV contest in there too against Austin College as well. But I mean, you know, coming out of that trip 1-5 probably isn't the most ideal thing. But I think getting that last win and coming back on the road trip on that long drive, I mean, we split it up into 2 days, with a win, definitely is good for just the overall energy of the team. So I think we've got one more non-conference series this weekend against Concordia, Minnesota. And I think we're in a much better position going into the conference play this year than we were last year, from my personal opinion.
So was last week part of your spring break, or are you guys on spring break this week?
that was our spring break. Yeah, we the whole plan is to go to Texas, but on the way we got some games scheduled against that East Central Oklahoma team. So, I mean, you could say we got bonus baseball, but we're at 40 games right now. So, in 40 is that's like the regular season limit for a Division III.
Now, your conference, you kind of touched on, it begins after the Concordia College series. Who's the team to beat in your conference this year? You're hoping you're going to be right up there in the thick of things, but who's kind of the team to beat this year?
Yeah, like you said, I hope that, you know, I'm, you know, confident that we put together everything, we will be a team to beat, you know. As you may know, last year we were at the bottom of the conference, and, you know, I think we just kind of need to embrace that underdog mentality against teams like Luther College. They're very good. Loris is good. Coe's good. There's not a terrible team in this conference. It's all pretty, you know, anybody can win on any given day, I'd say, this year. But, yeah, I mean, just having that chip on your shoulder underdog mentality against, you know, some of those notoriously good teams. Buena Vista, they've usually been the regular season ARC champions, but I don't think they've won the conference championship in the years I've been here. I think it's been other teams, but you know, they're really good in the regular season. So yeah, I think we just got to embrace what we've got right now. And like I said, I think, you know, pitching staff wise, we're a lot deeper and a lot better than we were last year. Confidence wise too. Like I said, just embrace the underdog, you know. That's who we are right now, and I think that we're going to take that and run with it for sure.
How about your numbers? I see, looking at the stats, pitching stats, you've got some appearances in there, some work here on the young season. You feel like, of course, you always want to be in there a lot. As far as a starter, middleman, or reliever, where they have you set right now?
All the games I've appeared in except for the Eastern Oklahoma game, I was the first guy out of the bullpen. I'm more of like a middle short relief guy when mm-hmm. I go in. I usually, I'm, you know, two outs or an out. I'm a good look from, you know, being a left-handed pitcher, throwing two lefties. I'm pretty far. I'm closer to the first base side on the rubber than the third base, and I kind of have like a sidearm, you know, like a half slot, three-quarter slot release. So, and my ball runs a lot. I'm a different look from any of our starters. You know, all of our starters are game one and two guys are 6'6". Probably 6'5" and 6'5". You know, they're two tall guys, lanky, they're right-handed. And I'm a little on the smaller side. I'm a, you know, 5'10" lefty. You know, I don't throw as hard as those guys, but no, I'm a good look. For my appearances wise, I've made huge steps since last year. I think last year is just kind of my, you know, introduction to college baseball, and I was kind of in a mindset of like, man, I'm just glad to be playing again after the whole injury thing. You know, it sucked to be out for a year, and, you know, I was just kind of happy to be there, and I wouldn't say I lost my competitive edge, but I think I lost it just a little bit. You know, I was more on the, you know, grateful side, and, you know, whatever opportunity I get, I'm happy with it. But, yeah, the mentality's changed a little bit this year. I'm kind of back to that real competitive spirit that I've always had, and I've definitely made so many improvements, and I learn every time I'm on the mound. I've been put into a lot of big I've been put into two big situations this year, questionably three, you know, high leverage, and I'm just glad I'm in a position to be trusted and thrown out there in situations like that. So, and with that comes, you know, a lot of responsibility, high stakes, so you got to be locked in all the time. But I'm happy with how I've done this year. A lot of room to improve. I don't think I've had a, you know, time on the mound where it hasn't been great. I think there's one in there where I wish I would have done a little better, but I think that was against Grinnell College. But my other three, I felt really good about. College baseball, it's hard. It's hard. Hitters are good. You know, pitchers are good too. But you know, I just got to give myself credit when credit's due. And like I said, I made a lot of improvements since last year.
No regrets at all for going to Wesleyan. They've done a great job. They've helped you out through the injury situation. Academics, athletics, no regrets at all, is there?
Oh, no. I talked to Jason Frederick at the Bankelman Post last week, and we were kind of talking about that. You know, I think there've been a lot of things that have come full circle that, you know, if I don't make the decision to transfer, I mean, obviously I still have that love for football, and I loved it so much, and Concordia was a great experience and all. I just you know, I had a great summer of baseball in that 2021 when I was playing, and I'm like, man, I can't stop playing this. You know, I tried my best to get a hold of that coach at Concordia, and there were just some things that weren't going to work out. So I was like, man, I'm going to go somewhere where I can play baseball because, I mean, you know, college football, I definitely think I would have done my number in there, but, you know, I think baseball is just where my heart was at. So, you know, I made that split-second decision, you know, a week before that school year started in 2021, and I was like, yeah, this is what I want to do. And, you know, I think probably in my 22 years of life, that's the best decision I've made is to transfer here. I've met so many great people. The academic experience has just been phenomenal. I'm, you know, about to graduate with honors. See, I mean, baseball itself, I think baseball has made me into more of a, you know, tough-minded individual, handling adversity through injury, just a lot of, baseball's a hard sport. You're going to fail a lot more than you succeed, and I think that's learning how to handle that adversity and failure is going to be way more helpful in life than, you know, I could ever imagine. So, yeah, baseball-wise, community-wise, being in Lincoln, just the people I've met, yeah, like absolutely zero regret. Obviously, there's, you know, my buddies that still go to Concordia, you know, that are seniors, and there's a junior in there too, Mark Hart from McCook. You know, some of my buddies that, you know, go there, and I think about how I've kind of, you know, drifted away from those guys, but I know that whenever I see them next, I'm going to pick it right back up where I left off with them. So, I mean, that would be the only, I'd say, regret that I'd have is, you know, kind of drift away from those guys. But honestly, like I just said, I'll pick it right back up where I left off. So, absolutely zero regret with any of my decisions about coming here. I think it's been a real character builder and just definitely the correct, next step in my life for sure when I made that decision. So,
I might have asked you this before when we had our last conversation. Maybe not. Who's your favorite baseball team?
I'm gonna have to stick with my guts with the Colorado Rockies.
Okay,
it's pretty hard to watch. I'm more or less. I'm just a fan of baseball in general. I think that's the only professional sport where I can get away with liking multiple people just because it's such a, you know, I wouldn't say teams necessarily, but, you know, I have my favorite players and such that definitely don't play for the Rockies because, you know, the Rockies can't pay for any sort of pitcher to go there. Nobody wants to pitch there. And, you know, they're just not necessarily a wealthy team, so they can't afford some of the big-name players. They create some good dudes, but, you know, they can't keep them for long. But, yeah, I'll stick with my guts. I'm a Rockies fan.
There you go. Well, sounds like you're having a fun time. It's, you know, baseball season. That spring, you think it's a long season, but it's really not. But it's, you know, start in March, and before you know it, it's May, and it's done. It's hard to believe it just goes that fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. Like, I'm thinking about it. I remember last year after spring break, everything just flew, and it flew. I mean, we're only 11 games in, so we're just a little over a quarter of the way done. But, I mean, I'm playing four games this weekend, so I'm going to have 15 games under my belt. And before you know it, we're going to be playing a three-game series every weekend with one or two midweek games every Tuesday. Like, it's going to go quick, I'll tell you that. It's really going to go quick. Like, it goes in a blink of an eye. It sure did last year, and I can already kind of feel the vibe of it this year for sure.